This call is being recorded.
Now, if you would, become aware of all of the ships that are out here. And as you become aware of all of the ships, begin to feel your connection with those inside of all of the ships. Feel the oneness, not so much with one particular ship, although you may be drawn to one, but to connect it to all that are out here. All of the ships, the planets, everything. And as you're feeling that connection with all that is out here, feel the connection also with the Earth, with Gaia herself. And begin to see Gaia and all of the people on Gaia as we do, as we see her, and as we see all of you. You may even find yourselves on one of the ships, and there is a device, we'll call it a device, for your three-dimensional understanding to be able to grasp this. As if it was a computer screen, you are looking at this computer screen as we can. And as you look, you see all of the people on the planet, all represented by their lights, some burning brightly, some just a small glimmer. But as you're looking, and we will do a time lapse here for you, as you're looking, and as time is moving forward, see all of the lights coming on more and more. You begin to understand what it is that we perceive from our point of view. We perceive that consciousness is awakening across the planet as more and more lights are flaming on. More and more are coming, becoming illuminated. Less and less, as you continue to watch this time lapse, less and less are just simply an ember. For all, even the darkest ones, have that ember. But now more and more are beginning to flame on, beginning to lighten and enlighten across the planet. The awakening process is in full force. See that now. See the awakening happening all, everywhere. Yes, there are waves of energy coming in. You can perceive those waves of energy, one right after another, within this time-lapse photography, if you would. The energy is coming into the planet, awakening more and more. And as more and more awaken, they help to awaken more, even in the simplest ways. Somebody might be triggered to an awakening. You never know. As people are awakening now, more and more, see everything shifting and changing as a result of this. Your militaries becoming not a function of war, but a function of peace, where they work to hold the peace rather than to create divisiveness. See your corporations across the planet becoming less controlled by those at the top and more controlled by those from below. In other words, all becoming a one voice within those corporations. And even the term corporation becoming less and less used. See your modes of transportation changing. Moving away from your vehicles that travel across the roads, the ones that rise above the land and speed across the valleys, the mountains. Picture all of this now. Those with weapons, laying down those weapons, they have no need of this whatsoever anymore. See the world changing, all of man's consciousness changing with it. Now, for a moment, just let your mind go. Let the visions come to you, whatever it might be. Let yourself soar into the highest heavens or across the planet. See the world, see Gaia, as you would want to see her, as you would want to see the people on the planet, you yourselves included. Take a moment to let go and imagine. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back into your Merkava, back towards your physical body, merging once again with your body. Feeling the elation, the joy many of you felt as you viewed not only what could be, what will be, and even more, what already is, at the higher levels, even as we speak now. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed in your body. I am Kara, and I join you once again to be able to continue to be a part of this expression, of this group, and of all of those who resonate to our words, not only my words, but our words, all of those that are communicating from the many levels and through the many sources, the many channels that are used at this time to bring these many messages to you. What are these many messages that are coming? That are messages of love, of oneness, of connectiveness, of togetherness, of moving forward into the higher vibrations. This is what all of these messages are about. Not about how to solve your problems in the third dimension, that illusion. Because it is just that, it is an illusion. So why perpetuate the illusion? Why not move beyond it as much as you can, whenever you can? And whenever you can't, whenever you feel ensconced within the illusion, then be in that illusion. And be all right with it. But know that at any moment you can rise out of it once again. For you have the tools now, you have the knowings now to be able to do this. Be able to find the joy in that moment. For always the joy is just a moment away. You can change it anytime you want. You can find that joy. You can be that joy. But it is up to each and every one of you to do that whenever you can. So I say now to all of you, let go. Let go and move on. Experience life as it is meant to be experienced. Do not be concerned about the programming or the attachments that still hold on to you. For they will not hold on much longer, as long as you are ready to move beyond them. But please, do not feel any guilt whatsoever, for guilt holds you more than anything else here in this illusion. Guilt holds on to you. Let go of all guilt and move on and express yourself in the highest realms that are within you. Know that as you do this more and more, your very DNA processes are changing. Your DNA is shifting. It is coming more and more online. The strands are beginning to come together once again. But it is very subtle in many ways, where you get the glimpse here and the glimpse there. But one day, you shall find that the glimpses that you are having now will become more and more commonplace. And it will be as if looking into the skies and seeing all of our ships will be just as it is looking into your skies now and seeing the planes, seeing the chemtrails crisscrossed across the sky, but no more. Notice now your skies each and every day and how much bluer they are, how much more pristine they look. Not always, but more and more it is happening. The more that you focus on this, the more that you focus on what is rather than what isn't, you will create more and more of what is. This is the believing is seeing. It is so true today and every day. Even more and more as you move into those higher vibrations, and you find your imaginings becoming more and more real. Where you can say, I will have this day, be as I want it to be. Whatever that might be. And that day will turn out exactly as you are deeming it to be. You have the power, each one of you, within you. Use that power now. Speak out your words of wisdom, your words of love, your words of oneness. The old words of decisiveness, or rather derisiveness, those things that divide you will become less and less. Let go, let God, move on, find the peace that is there all around you if you but look for it. I am Kara, and I will certainly be with you at your upcoming advance, for much is planned to give you new expression of what is. All my peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here to be with you. And to answer your questions, is Shoshana here to also work with this?
Yes.
Very good. Then we are ready. No messages here at this time. But we always find that your questions lead to certain messages for you. So do you have questions here?
Yes,
email. Yes.
This is Linda. There are two questions that were given to James. The first one was about the COBRA report, talking about the Palladian resistance and why it is so difficult for people to understand anything about that. If you could develop that a little bit more and perhaps read the more email from that really went to James. That was the outline that I was given.
Yes, as most already are realizing, those messages are very difficult for anyone to understand at the three-dimensional illusionary level. But they are not meant to be understood by those of you. They are meant only for those of the resistance force, the light resistance, as Cobra calls them. And they are meant only for them to understand, because it is a code that they can decipher. And it is not for those of you to be able to decipher it, not at this time. But we can tell you that at later point, whenever that might be, when the vibrations increase enough, those messages that were there, you will begin to be able to understand them. And they will make more sense to you at that time. It will be as the future proves the past here. That is what we can say here. That is a quote from your QAnon, as we understand it. So that is what we have to say about it. Do not be concerned about this, because there are times where these messages, even though they are not understood by you, they are put into a organized fashion for those of you to understand them at a different level. That is what we say here. Shoshana, anything to add here?
No.
Very good. Then we move to the next question.
Yes, the next question, thank you on that one. The next question came from Marion, and she was asking, how do we win over the people that are forcing vaccines to be injected into all of us? When will that be corrected?
It is already in process of being corrected, as you are saying here. It is not something that is going to continue, although there are those that are wanting this to happen because it is part of the old program, part of the old program that says you need to be vaccinated so that everyone is healthy and wise and wonderful and all of it. And you all know that that is not true. So it is happening more and more that more and more people are waking up to the understanding that these vaccinations are not only not necessary, but are harmful in many respects. Not all of them are to all people, but enough of them are to warrant their need to into this much more. There is a lot of motion or noise on the phone. Please mute your phone so we can continue here. Very good. That is what we would say here. Again, Shoshana, anything to add here?
It is. Shoshana wishes to share on this point. This is a difficult matter in the third dimensional world, and it is a very physical matter. It is a lie. It is intrusive. It is mostly unnecessary. What must happen here in this world of crazy vaccinations is that one must stand their ground. This is how change occurs. There are many groups now forming in Western culture that have stood their ground and do not wish for this intrusion any longer. We must ask you that if this is a concern of yours, and it obviously is, or you would not email, that you participate in stopping this insanity on your third dimensional world, on your children, on your animals, on your senior citizens. It is through participation and action to change something that it occurs. Of course, conclusively, one must have a mental, emotional, and spiritual component to this action, wishing for the good of all to occur. But we must say in this third dimensional world, action counts very much. Namaste.
Also remember that as you continue to move up in vibration, the need for any of this becomes less and less because there will not be the diseases and the illnesses and all of this. So the idea of a vaccination will become so much in the past that it will be completely forgotten after a time. Would there be other questions here now?
Yes, one who serves.
Yes.
This is Melinda.
Yes.
One who serves, it's Melinda. Yeah, quick question. I have not filed my taxes. I do not want to file my taxes. But my question is am I going to have to file my taxes?
That is a situation that is completely up to you. You can be in the world and not of the world. But in order to do that, you need to be in the world. You need to do what you need to do at the time you need to do it. If you wish to go against this taxation, which is not necessary in your civilization, in your society, but it is a part of the whole here. It is part of the expression that is for now. And if you wish to go against it, then there can be possible consequences of doing so. Now, that is again not to say that in the higher vibrations, all of this will become a moot point. It will not be anything to be concerned about anymore beyond the point that you are now. So up to you at this point. But coming along in the later times as the vibrations increase, not so much time, but vibrations continue to increase, the need for this will be less and less and eventually completely gone. Anything to add, Shoshana?
We wish to agree with you. It is a difficult situation, and it is a difficult decision for those that wish for this system to explode as we find it. What we find here is that the truth is being said, that one can wish to not participate in the system, then one must not participate in the system because the system is entangled. If you wish not to file taxes, then we would say you must find a part of the world to settle in that this doesn't matter. Because in this culture that you find yourself in, this actually does matter. But you have a choice to reside where you are or go somewhere else where there are no taxes required. Namaste.
Okay, well, thank you. I was just, of course, hoping something would happen in our government, you know, fairly soon to end it. But, okay, so we've got to bring the vibratory level up. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate your answers.
What is your saying? When in Rome, do as the Romans do. For now, that is something apropos to consider here.
I love it.
Would there be other questions here?
Can I ask a question, please? This is Nijia.
Yes.
My question will be about a chakra and the root of the nose. It's been activating for 1 year now or something like that, and I never searched it. And the activation of this chakra is getting stronger and stronger. And lately it came to my knowledge that it may be representing the atom of the father, or the seed of the father in our body. Is this connected to the new human being, the new race, the more DNA activation, or anything to clarify about this chakra and the root of the nose? Thank you.
What you are speaking of is something that is not here yet in terms of an understanding at the three-dimensional level and even in the fourth-dimensional level. But in higher vibrations, this would be something that would be considerably more important here. But what you are finding is that those glimpses that we have been speaking of, and you are experiencing a sense of something that is, we are not finding the word we are looking for here, dormant. We will say dormant in all of you at this time, but it is something that is coming. Just as your high heart center had been dormant for a long time, and your third eye center as well had been dormant in many of you, but that is all changing here. And as your DNA connects more and more, then this process that you are speaking of will become more and more important as well. But not to be concerned about it at this time, other than for yourself who are asking this question, to be aware of it as you are. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
I have a question, one who serves.
Shoshana, anything to add there?
No, not at this time.
Very good. Yes, next question.
Okay. Thank you, one who serves from Shoshana. This is in continuation of the vaccine question. Those of us that are animal lovers and have new puppies, maybe very young puppies, are also young puppies not needed for vaccination?
We would like to share.
Yes.
We would like to share on this. As we find in the mind of Joanna, she is struggling with this as well. But here's what we find. We find that disease, canine disease, has been perpetrated on your culture at an exponential rate. There are many diseases that these animals suffer at the hands of the medical system and at the hands of those that have created these viruses, that they must be protected from this. We would ask that you research naturopathic ways of handling these animals and seek out a naturopathic vet that has tremendous knowledge of what vaccines must be core to these animals and what vaccines would be ancillary, superfluous, unnecessary, which is the majority of them. But there are a few that we see from the research that we are seeing in this mind are necessary. You must research this as you are an animal lover, and this will increase your knowledge and help you to help others understand that knowledge and continue with a trend of taking care of these pets naturally instead of medically, if that helps you at all. Namaste, dear sister.
And also remember here, again, it is the same as with the human beings, as with the animals. As vibrations continue to increase over, we'll just say not over time, but as vibrations continue to increase, the need for any of this will become less and less. And all that profess or suggest that you have to have these vaccines and these different things will not be necessary anymore, because these diseases and illnesses and all of this for both animal and human will be gone.
Yes, I've done a lot of research, and I found a holistic vet here who I'm going to go see and hopefully do a titer test and see if the vaccines that she's already had before I adopted her are sufficient. So I'm very anti-vaccine, and we'll see what the titer test shows. That should be helpful. Thank you.
Very good.
We find, dear sister, that you are moving in the right direction, and you must follow your instincts. Although what One Who Serves is speaking about is very, very true, we find ourselves in the here and now, and we must do what is necessary here and now and raise our vibrations in the process. Namaste.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you, dear ones. Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here?
One Who Serves, this is Gina.
Oh.
Hi. I'm viewing out my window as I'm listening to the call here with everybody's questions. And around the sun, all the clouds that are around the sun right now.
Please, there is a much commotion there. Sounds like birds chirping or something.
That's my bird. I just went into a different room.
There you go.
Anyway, thank you. So sorry. I was just viewing the clouds around the sun just now. And pink and blue keep appearing and come, you know, so just filling the clouds at the edges. Beautiful. I just wanted anybody to look out your window and see if you see that. That is so fantastic. We're seeing blue and pink and a little bit of gold sometimes. Anyway, I wanted to share that. But one more thing. I have been, I always view the sky, always. And I've been seeing like almost like geese. Way, 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 way up there where you can barely see them, but you see them flying in a formation, so I assume they're geese. Well, a few nights ago, as I exited my garage late at night, something made me, of course, it's our divine. I finished up real quick and grabbed everything and went out that door like an urgency, like I had to get out that door. And as soon as I got out, I looked up and there was no lights, but it looked like geese again, way, way up, and again in a semi-formation. It wasn't, you know, complete, but they were flying. It was flying so fast, and I counted them as quickly as I could. There was like six, possibly seven, and they almost had like a point in front of them, so I assumed they were geese, and then I said, oh, no, those aren't geese. This is flying way too fast. They are flying way too fast, so I believe it was, you know, ships from our beautiful family. And boy, were they in a hurry. And all of a sudden, I saw them almost like it went back a tiny bit, and then they zoomed forward faster within those seconds. And then they went a little bit more, and they did it again to show me So can you confirm that I actually saw them? I know they wanted me to see them because I've been asking for it.
You must ask that we share.
Yes.
Is that possible?
Yes, please.
We must share with you, dear sister, our perspective on this. It is important in your work that you observe completely what you are seeing and allow it to neuropathically absorb into your brain and your mind and your awareness and your understanding. Without doubt, you are not seeing geese, and you know this. You have known this from the very beginning, that these are not creatures of the third dimension. What we would tell you is that you must explore this vision as it has had, it has occurred to you more than once, and see what the message is for you as you allow the experience to be absorbed into your understanding. This is for you specifically. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here?
Yes. Yes, I do, one who serves. This is Gary. And
yes.
I want to thank you. Yes, I want to thank you, heartfelt thank you to the One Who Serves Collective, to you and the collective, for your help with my mother transitioning on Wednesday. Tuesday, I was kept asleep most of the day, and I knew I was actively trying. I was getting
Moment, please. There is too much commotion again. We cannot continue if all this commotion continues on.
Are you there?
Good. Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. I was giving an incredible dispensation, and being at the 5D realm, I was able to transition and assist in my mother's transition on Tuesday. I was kept asleep most of the day. I was cognitively aware that this was happening. Now, I don't have complete memory of everything, however. And one of the things one of the things I would like to know, my question is, couched in all this information, is my mother was upset that I wasn't able to come home in her last days, and I had been the primary caregiver for years. And I'm not guilty. I don't feel guilty at all. I had to do what I had to do, and I stand in my power and my truth. Have they opened the Akash to her at this point and explained some things about me, about her birth son and who I was and who I am, and why things had to be the way they were at the end?
Put yourself at ease. She is not holding grudges. She has let go of this completely. She loves you unconditionally and is in immense joy at this time. So there is no reason for you to feel anything other than love and acceptance that she has moved on to a better place, as you might call it this. That is what we can say here to you. Shoshana, anything
to
add here?
Thank you. Blessings.
We find, dear brother, may we share our perspective with you?
Of course, beloved.
We find, dear brother, that you are completely aware of your mother. We find that you are completely aware of her true feelings and her true awareness, as it can be no other way. We find that in many ways, many are still being influenced by the crazy third dimensional world that they live in, and the beings that are not so much awake that tend to influence us and tend to get us to question ourselves. You must continue to know, not believe, but know what has happened and what is happening and what continues to happen to you at higher levels is real, is absolutely happening to you. That you are conversing with higher selves of others, and you are enjoining consciousness with those that are inextricably entangled with you. And you must know this right now for yourself forevermore without question. Namaste.
Thank you. Forevermore, I know it. Thank you.
Very good. Any other further questions here before we leave the channel?
Yes, this is Lorelai. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hello, dear brother. I wanted to ask you, I have grappled with wanting my body to be a certain way, as in a physical letting go of some weight, a more healthy and opening of my third eye more and more so that I could more see things. And I know that I had been in the third dimensional world, diagnosed with particular sorts of situations in the body. And I have followed these, you know, situations and worked on them, you know, through almost all naturopathic, all natural stuff. And sometimes maybe even to an excess of restricting myself with things. And so I guess I'm wondering right now, and it doesn't seem to have made the difference that I want it to make. And I'm wondering how much of what I'm grappling with here really now is at the point where it's actually taken care of, and it's just my mind in a not believing sort of mode, or not knowing the power that I actually have to bust through anything through my own coordinated effort with my higher self and guides. How much of it is that, and how much it is like I need to deal with in a 3D world or way?
May we share?
Yes, please.
May we share our perspective? We asked One Who Serves if we could share first. Would that be okay with you, dear sister, or do you wish to hear from One Who Serves?
Oh, no, absolutely. I would love to hear from you.
We find, yes, we find in you so much empathy, so much compassion, so much love, that is weighing you down in many ways. It is your emotional body and the pain that it intrinsically stores in the physical cells of your body that continues to have you on this path. You have done so much work, dear sister. So many ways and desires to become better when you are perfect. So we must tell you that these things that you are experiencing that you wish to not experience anymore, as you call the weight, is a symptom of the emotional body, not the physical. So we would ask you one more time to look at that, and you have come very far, and we do not wish to critical in any way, but there are things that you are still hanging on to, and it is deep programming within yourself, as it is within others, that causes this to happen. We would say that when you decide that the body that you occupy does not need adjustment any longer, the emotional body will go along with that, if that helps you in any way. Namaste, we love you.
Yes, and we wish to also say we were going to speak about the programming, but you have already done so. But we would say that it is a pattern that you have brought into this lifetime. And as you continue to move up in vibrations, that pattern will disappear. And you will find yourself and your bodily image will change along with everything that is going on at the time. So, in other words, have you ever seen an ascended master in any of the pictures that you've seen, the images that you've seen of them? Have they ever been anything other than perfect?
No.
That is what you are looking toward. You will find that it is, because it is the natural way. It is not in terms of self-image that you need to copy someone else or you need to be the perfect look within a magazine or something of this nature. It will have nothing to do with that. The self-image, the bodily image, will take on a reflection of who you are as you continue to move up in those vibrations and into the higher dimensional frequencies, okay?
Wow, thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes. Take one more question, and then we need to release here.
Okay. Did I jump in front of anyone? No? Okay. It's Drusilla, and it's sort of about what Lorelei just asked. I've been dealing with chronic pain for quite a number of years, and as I've been doing the work, this work, and I almost feel like I got sick so that I could do this work. But I'm wondering, is what I'm dealing with similar to what Lorelei is dealing with as far as my oceans or just being stuck in 3D?
Dear sister, it is not only what Lorelei is dealing with, but what many of you are. And that is that self-image and also the various aches and pains and illnesses and all of these things, which is all part of the old programming. We would suggest to you to utilize the violet flame more and more as a tool that will help to burn away all of the old programming and replace it with whatever it is you want to replace it with, you see?
Okay.
Certain self-images, certain perfect health, all of these kinds of things. You want it? Create it. It is within your power now, as Kara said, and many others have said, your power within is immense, but you do not understand it yet. You do not believe it is that immense. You do not believe you have the ability to completely heal yourself with a simple word.
Right.
That is possible.
I believe it, but I don't know it.
Please let us finish. It is only possible if you believe it to be. You see? So,
may we share?
Yes, please, Shoshana.
Our dear sister, may we share our perspective with you, Shoshana?
Please do.
Our beloved sister. We have been given a word that may release you in some ways from this pain, and that is forgiveness. We do not know who you need to forgive or what you need to forgive, but we find that forgiveness, forgiving those that have harmed you, forgiving those that have left you behind, forgiving those that have caused you emotional heartache, is a key to healing. We must ask you to verify this for us, as this is strongly a message we are receiving.
I don't know who I have to forgive. I think it might be me. I don't know. My problem is
We would ask that you look into this. There is a certainty in our understanding that this is a key for you. And it just may be forgiving yourself. But ultimately, forgiving yourself is all there really is. As in the process of forgiving yourself, all others are forgiven. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Very good. We need to release channel here now. And as we do so, just continue on in your processes, in your ascension processes, realizing that everyone is different. Everyone is having different experiences through this ascension process. And you, sometimes you will be elated, sometimes you will feel depressed, but it is all part of the whole here. So just allow it to be, continue to go with the flow, and everything will continue on as it needs to, as everything is in divine orchestration here. Chanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Shoshana, if anything you want to add here at the end, that is up to you.
Dear ones, we would like to give you a final message from us for this time, this day, not forever, that we must ask you all to work on seeing the perfection in everything. No matter what it is, no matter how it appears imperfect to you, to find the perfection in it. And as you find the perfection in it, it will become perfect to you. Namaste.